Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of No Trender Rain, which is a reference to tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
Where we talk about Johnny Depp's aesthetic. I'm Jack, that is Miles.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that are trending.
Yep.
The fifth is trending because that's what former President Donald Trump pled during his deposition with the New York Attorney General. You might know Donald Trump from such hits as "If You're Innocent, Why Are You Taking the Fifth?"
Who takes it?
That's what the mob does. That's what the mob does.
If you're innocent, then you don't take the fifth unless you have something to hide. Which I don't know if that's something many conservatives have conveniently forgot was like a huge thrust of the 2016 campaign. But whatever.
Again, they don't give.
They don't give.
They are authoritarian, which means they
it's about
that
naked
there's
power.
There's a different standard.
Yeah. But yeah, so Letitia James is, you know, has him under oath asking about the Trump org stuff and just fifth it up like an innocent person does.
Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting. It is like just talking about the authoritarian of it. It feels like they believe that ordinary people should be held to a higher standard than the president.
Yes.
As opposed to vice versa, because they're like, if it can happen to the president, it can happen to anyone.
Right.
Like, think about this.
Then all the laws are applicable. Huh?
Right.
That's why it's confounding because none of it makes sense. And like everyone's motivated by different things, some out of their own, you know, sense of dwindling power or whatever the fuck it is. But yeah, the inconsistencies are only going to be, are going to ramp up even more because it's clear that right now they're having trouble landing on a thing that doesn't sound absolutely like not usable in court.
What was the, like they're going after his businesses, his business dealings, trying to take him down like Capone.
Exactly.
Tax evasion type shit.
Just looking into like the business handlings. There's been a few different investigations like into what's happening there. But this is just into the family's business practices. Mm. I'm sure I'm sure it's just going to be like a lot of, I'm sure it was a lot of like, is this you on this document that's saying to do this illegal shit? It's like, I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Right. Like, okay. Ever heard of it?
And I can only imagine, I'm curious to know, like, because the timing of it, fresh off the raid, if like maybe, if I don't know if like, I mean, I'm sure his legal strategy was always to not say anything, but like if he was particularly incensed during this, like because he's like, shit's really just piling up this week. It's or not. I don't week. Know. He might get away with it. Who knows?
Bad week for him in the eyes of Democrats. Good week for him in the eyes of Republicans. The Republican strategists, my favorite, you know, class of human strategists, political strategists are all saying that, like, they might as well not even run a different Republican candidate at this point. The fact that he got raided by the FBI for doing illegal shit and being a bad president, unprecedented in the annals of history, and had to be raided by the FBI, that has like solidified his standing as like the nominee for the Republican.
We'll see. I mean, the documents thing may actually disqualify him from holding office again.
Right.
So there's, who knows? I mean, everything's a wait and see. I'll believe when I see.
We don't know.
Yeah. Just don't know how this shit is going to shake up because it doesn't operate equitably.
Army Hammer's trending. Yeah. Ooh, I love him. What's he in now? What's going on with?
Yeah.
He has a new movie coming out, a documentary.
Yes, he's the subject of one, and it's about just how seemingly everything we've heard about him is true. Lot of just abusive, talking about cannibalism. It's like a multi-part documentary. So the trailer alone, like I couldn't even get through the trailer. Just like hearing another human being, like this person is so disturbed, and you're like, oh, never mind, never mind, never mind.
Ooh, buddy.
But yeah, that's where he has appeared again. Last time we were talking about him, it's because they said he was selling timeshares in the Caribbean. But
right,
as things have turned around,
you know, he is heir to, or you know, there is a fortune in his family. So anything where he's like, you know, bust down to being a blue collar job is presumably just him doing it as a goof.
I thought people said he's been cut off.
Okay. I could believe that.
Because they might be like, yo, you're fucking up you're fucking everyone's money up.
I can see that.
But I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I can count on one hand the times I've seen wealthy people cut off a child and
like, and truly mean
to,
it.
To do it for their own interest. I've only seen enabling in my life, but who knows?
Right.
Again, I'll believe it when I see it, or in this case, I believe it. I don't need to hear much else about him.
What could a banana possibly cost Army? Jeanette McCurdy is trending. There it is. Got it. Yeah. I have COVID, I think, maybe. We'll see. I have brain fog.
You'll hear more about it tomorrow. And you might not hear Jack for the next couple of days.
We'll see.
We just don't know until we get those lab results back. But yeah, Jeanette McCurdy's book came out. We were talking about it last week about how, you know, there's a lot involved, especially about Dan Schneider, the, you know, creator over at Nickelodeon. And last time we were talking about it was she was talking about how she refused like a $300,000 hush payment.
Right.
And yeah, it seems like there's many things. I feel like there's a lot of people talking about the book for different things.
Her book is titled "I'm Glad My Mom Died,"
yeah,
which is a strong title.
Yeah,
yeah, but apparently, you know, and she's out here being like, "And I am,"
and it was kind of a bad time, but I grew from it. Also, here's some other things I went through. I think a lot of people are also like, "Wow, she hated Ariana Grande."
Oh, is so that in all... there?
Yeah,
she was on Sam and Cat with Ariana Grande.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I did. I know that from reading up on this story.
Oh, got you.
Was
I
was not
know
a
that.
Fan at the time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I can just see you in 2012, 13.
As a 32-year-old being like, yes!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Loving it.
And Becca's saying, she's like, I don't think it's fair to say she hated her. People love gossip. Either way, it sounds like the book is providing many, many clickbaitable headlines.
Sounds like she said she was a no talent hack. Yes, Becca, people do love gossip. Don't mess up the bag. We're
thirsty.
We are lying to people to get them to listen to us.
Right. For all your Jeanette McCurdy news, come to the trending episodes of the Daily Zeitgeist. You know where to find it.
The experts on the person whose name I was like, Janet McCurdy.
Gen X. Okay.
Gen X. All right. Let's take a quick break.
Yep.
We'll come right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Trump supporters, they're not happy about this FBI raid, Miles, I'll tell you. They're nope. They're pretty peeved about the whole dang thing.
They're teed and off.
They teed off is a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. They doxed the judge that signed off on the warrant. and are now threatening them. And now they are like descending on Mar-a-Lago, little late, if you ask me, for their purposes. But, you know, showing up, probably armed, ready to shoot some people. So we'll see how that goes. I can't imagine that's what anybody wants, really, is them showing up at Mar-a-Lago, like making his, like, because he doesn't like them. You know, he doesn't like his armed militia supporters.
This is just, it's, I mean, look, it, again, that the Banana Republic shit, it's that. When you go after people who are, like, I don't know, maintaining some systems, although oppressive ones for certain people. But yeah, that's where we're at. And it's the kind of thing that Andrew Yang tried to warn us about when he was like, hey, I'm no fan of Trump, but, you know, this could look political. It's like you're saying the same shit all that his allies are right now. You're just adding the caveat that you're not a fan before it. So interesting.
Andrew Yang and Andrew Cuomo both switched sides to be like, leave Trump alone.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's wild. That's what happens. Did you see there was like a tweet that was making fun of the Andrew Yang tweet? Because he's like, I'm no Trump fan, but blah, blah, blah. And he was some Tolkien account was like, I'm no Sauron fan, but
yeah. I did see that.
But getting a fucking fellowship together to destroy the Ring of Power could fire up his base, enrage his base.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to piss off Sauron's base.
Now, Saruman. That's a whole
Sean Bean.
Good pivot, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. Sean Bean. So I think a lot of people were waiting to hear what Sean Bean thought of intimacy coordinators on set. Sean Bean, who played Ned Stark on Game of Thrones.
And if you switch the first letters of his first name and last name, he'd be Bean Sean.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying that. Just putting that out there.
That's, I mean, you do the math.
Yeah.
But he recently told the Times of London Sunday magazine that he is not a fan of intimacy coordinators because he fears they would spoil the spontaneity of intimate scenes.
What?
I think the natural way lovers behave would be ruined by someone bringing it right down to a technical exercise. He said it would inhibit me more because it's drawing attention to things.
What?
That's
what a terrible fucking take.
You are an actor, sir?
Yeah, this isn't like, you're not doing like adult films where people are actually having sex.
Take me out of the moment.
Or is that what you're saying? Like, are you suddenly, it's like, well, when I do on screen, like, I'm just trying to hook up with this person and see I'm in the scene with. You're like, what? And I don't want somebody in here like defining boundaries for this performance, quote unquote.
I just want to hear what this 60-something man thinks of intimacy coordinators, because I love watching him hook up on screen.
Please, Mr. Guy with no lips, tell us more.
He is a no lip king.
Him and, you know, I'm always baffled by the no lip kings.
I am too. But so there are some good looking people in the world that you will look at and be like, oh, that person just has a horizontal line for a mouth.
Yeah, Kenneth Branagh is another actor who.
Kenneth Branagh is a
also.
Dramatically no-lipped king.
Yeah. No lips on my man. And that's fine, you know? But anyway, we don't need to hear anyone's takes on why intimacy coordinators are fucking ruining. Like, that's... You're so close to sounding like an actual dirtbag. Well, I mean, this is already it, but when you're, like, already railing against something that's providing, like, a semblance of safety for people on set, and you're like, and that thing is fucking dumb.
Yeah. Snowpiercer co-star Lena Hall noted that it's like very important. It's actually not. West Side Story breakout Rachel Ziegler said intimacy coordinators establish an environment of safety for actors. I was extremely grateful for the one we had on West Side Story. They showed grace to a newcomer like myself and educated those around me who've had years of experience. Rachel Ziegler was 17 when she shot love scenes with her then 25-year-old co-star Ansel Elgort.
Oh, yeah. That's already, I mean,
that's already
an issue.
You need a professional present for that.
But yeah. Anyway, Sean, I think you just dry snitched, sir, that you are you're not performing like the spontaneity. It's not like this scene is like, I don't know, whatever the fuck goes down when we say action. Like, no, there's it by virtue of there being a script or it being conceived by another person, it is choreographed. It is scripted. So miss me with this spontaneity shit. Like, you sound like some dude at the strip club who's like, oh, you can't wear basketball shorts. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Fall the fuck back.
Sean being the actor equivalent of the guy wearing basketball shorts to the strip club.
Loose ass, like not even thick mesh ones, like those old ones from the 90s, like the old shimmer sheen ones.
All right. And finally, 99% is a number that is trending.
Yeah. Because that's the percentage of Netflix users who aren't playing the mobile games Netflix has. I was like, I'm sorry,
They have mobile games?
Exactly. Welcome, Jack. Welcome to the 99%. Welcome to the fucking 99%. It's just, they just have all these mobile games. A lot of people don't realize this. And like, there was a recent like analysis of it, and they're like, wow, barely anyone is playing any of these games.
And this is an ad campaign that they asked us to do. To just be like, most people don't even know they exist.
Most people don't know, which is funny because there are two kinds of articles I'm reading. One are like, damn, ain't nobody playing fucking Netflix mobile games. And others are like, hey, did you know Netflix has mobile games? Here are the three coolest ones. So it's like, some people clearly are like, want to be on Netflix's good side and put it like that. And other people are like, yo, for real, what is this?
I might not have the latest update, but I can't even find mobile games on Netflix.
And don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's not for us.
Are they developing their own, or they're just like grabbing games that are popular?
They have, I don't know. I think they're bringing, dude, I have no fucking clue. I think they have originals, and they also have ones that they're like porting onto their, you know, like Netflix shit that you can play on your iPad or some shit. Either way, I don't know. Good luck. Maybe that'll bring back the millions of people who are almost a million. I get it was a 970,000 subscribers that fled last quarter.
I was going to jokingly be like, I'm rooting for Netflix out here, but that is like most of America is like, I love this brand over that brand.
Yeah.
We are a Pepsi household. Okay. Oh. Don't give a damn.
You're a cola. You're a Coca-Cola guy, aren't you?
Diet Coke.
Oh, definitely. You're DC.
But then, I mean, you know, Mountain Dew is a Pepsi Cola product. I do enjoy a Mountain Dew product every once in a while. I'm not ashamed to say.
Yeah. Well, Jack, I would love for you to enjoy a Mountain Dew product as you rest.
it's the only way I know how to rest. fill a bathtub.
Just sit
full
in bed.
Of sparkling. Just...
you know me, Mountain Dew. Yeah, we get an update. You're like, you're hitting the group chat. You're like, yo, bed rest. You just sucking down a 2 liter of fucking Mountain Dew straight from the the bottle. Like,
I feel great, actually. 15 minutes later, guys, I can't get out of bed.
Terrible. My fever got worse somehow from the uppers in the Mountain Dew.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, August 10th. We are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Maybe wait to get the new vaccine that's coming out pretty soon.
Wow. Vax Hezzy now. Okay.
I'm not Vax Hezzy. No, I'm saying I got the old vaccine. It's like, I don't even know if I have.
You could be tired as fuck, man. I'm not around young kids all the time, but I remember just like watching my nieces for a little bit. Like the day they left, my body aged 10 years and I just went to bed at 8.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Either way, man, rest up.
Hey, less up. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.